It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call. There is our email address, web address. Go and study the Word. Call for prayer. We are here to help you. People are calling me from different parts of the world, sending me email. And I take pleasure personally, talk to people and pray for them. Today, if I call some big ministers, I don't get the answer, and somebody will tell me, call again and call again and write this and write that. And even if I do, I don't get answer. There was one man was a great man, and they had a big ministry going on. I'm not telling the ministry name, you will be knowing it. When I went there and I saw so many things which were not doing according to the will of God, and I was a little bit disappointed. I wanted to talk to the man of God, and I knew they will tell me, send a letter or this and that. So I wrote a letter, put it in my pocket. I went there and man was preaching, and his assistant, I whispered to him, I said, I want to talk to this pastor. He says, send him a letter. I gave him the letter, and I stayed there for 4 days. Nobody answered. Nobody did anything. And then I saw so many other things. I said, this ministry is not going to stay anymore. That ministry or that particular time was the fastest growing ministry in the world. Pretty soon something happened. Ministry went down the drain. And then I heard the man was given a high sentence. I don't know, 56 or 58 years. I felt sorry. I prayed, Lord, reduce these sentences. Give him a less sentences. I said, maybe 5 to 7 years is more than enough. And exactly happened. And the man came out, and today he is serving the Lord again. The point I'm making, when you grow financially and you have so much money, when the poor person like me calls, nobody answers. There are so many people to take care of the other people. If I call somebody and say, I have $1 million check, can I talk to the pastor? I guarantee you, wherever the pastor is, will come running to you and take the phone call. I'm not kidding. I'm telling the truth. Try. When you call for prayer, they will take your prayer, take the address, and next week you get the letter to send them money. We are not asking money. Some of the church members, you'll come and ask them, since how long you are in this church? 20 years, 25 years, 30 years? Did Pastor Peter ask you fundraising letter or send you fundraising letter? Did he send you a letter that last week or last month you forgot to give a tithe? Did he send a letter? No. Are we asking anything on television or radio? Give us money. If you don't give us money, we will not be doing this program. No. If God has blessed you, you give. If you don't give, God is my source. He will find a way to give it to me. And if I don't have money, I don't have to go on radio. If God doesn't give me money, I don't have to go on television. Point I'm making, there are big, big ministries. But when you call them, they will not come to answer your call unless you have something to give it to them. But to us, as soon as you call, you have to simply say, I want prayer. I want to talk to Pastor Peter. I guarantee you, I will be praying for you. And people might be thinking, oh, you don't have anything to do. I am so busy, but I take time to talk to people. It might take some time, but I will. If you write to me or email, you will get the personal attention, not the computerized letter. We will talk to you. We will answer you. Why? Because we want you to be ready for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. That's why this ministry is all about. That's why I'm doing this program, to encourage you, to tell you, be humble enough to answer anyone's call. Pray for anybody, and God will do the miracles. When you go for the top and making millions of dollars on offering, and when the poor person like me calls, you have no time for them. I am here. What I'm doing? I'm helping the poor ministers and giving them help and telling them, start ministry anywhere. If you have a need, we will try to help you. I cannot help millions of people. I'm praying for 3,000 people to be ministers and supply their needs. But I cannot do it. I don't have a salary. I'm serving the Lord free. What I'm teaching people, you serve the Lord and God will supply your needs. So if you are a minister, the other day one minister, he was 17 years working for one good denomination, full gospel. Something happened and he was kicked out. I said, what did you do? He said, I tried to tell them what some of the things you are doing wrong. And so he was there 4 years doing nothing. Somebody told me, this poor man needs help. I told them to bring him to Philadelphia. And he came. I sat with him 1 week, Monday through Friday, morning to evening. And I talked to him about God. And he said, Pastor Peter, what you are teaching, I agree with you. I want to serve the Lord with you. Today he is in Trinidad, serving the Lord. I'm not sending him a salary, but I'm trying to teach him to stand on his feet. We just built one church in one poor country. There was a one lady called me. She said, oh, in my house, the rain is coming. The snake is on the wall. We are worried. I'm sick. My daughter has a demon and we are so afraid. Nobody's helping us. I said, we are going to help you. I sent the money, I prayed, the lady got healed, the daughter's demon possess was gone, they built the beautiful house, and the lady got married, the demon possessed lady, and her mother's disease was gone, and now today, they both of them alive and flourishing. And when they got all the beautiful house, all the relatives start coming and helping, just like Job. What I'm trying to say, I cannot help everybody to build their houses, but I prayed, Lord, help me to help this lady. And so we are there to help, but without God's help, we cannot do anything, but we are not begging. God helps, we help. The point I'm making, I want to help the poorest poor, the man of God, to serve the Lord. One day one man came, he was almost like a beggar. He has a bag and dirty clothes, smelling, long nail, long hair. I was a guest in somebody's house. They said, Pastor Peter, we saw a man, a Christian man, and ministering. I said, bring him here. And when he came, I said, sir, I want you to do the haircut. I'm going to cut your nails and everything. I gave him a soap, and I told the lady where I was guest, I said, give him a hot water bath. Means water and everything, because in India there is no hot shower and cold shower, you have to heat the water. But now, this I'm talking about 40-50 years ago. But the point I'm making, I gave him good clothes and everything and some money and sat with him. I said, sir, you are a servant of God. I love you as my brother. You can work with me, and if you don't, go anywhere, but don't act like a beggar. Don't be smelly and dirty and long nail and things like that. Nobody wants to hear from you. You want to present Jesus Christ as a living God. And so be a good example to others. And if you have financial problem, I will help you. The point I'm making, I am here to help poor as poor, the man of God or child of God. I want them to know our God is a rich God and He is going to supply all our needs. But we have to have a humble spirit. We have to have a one desire, not to be so much rich, not to be so much famous, and then forget the poor believers or poor brothers. We want to serve the Lord and bring these people out of the misery. There are people dying without God and without Christ. I see sometimes people come from Pakistan. They come from India. They come from Africa. And here they have big jobs and good money. But when I ask them, what do you do for your country? What do you do for your people? They have no answer. What I'm trying to say, if God has called you from poor country, go and preach the gospel or tell them about Jesus. If you came from the Muslim family, try to win some Muslim. If you came from Hindu family, try to win Hindu people. If you came from Pakistan, try to win Pakistani people. If you came from Africa, try to win African people. Some people come and in Europe and America and get money and medical training and become surgeons and neurosurgeons and things like that. One day one man, neurosurgeon in Europe, he called the people in his house, and when you are a doctor, many people will visit your house. And he started praying and have a prayer meeting in his house. And he said, Lord, send some pastor here so we will have a church. God says, you be a pastor. Because he was born again, child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, living a holy life, had the good desire to have a prayer meeting and a pastor. God says, you be the pastor. He said, no, I just learned about the medical things and I'm a neurosurgeon. I'm not a pastor. God says, you be pastor. Means he has to study the Word of God, read the Word of God, depend on the Word of God. And I heard, I never met him yet. Someday I will. I heard that he has the biggest church in somewhere London or Europe. What I'm trying to say, God wants you to be a useful vessel. You can be a medical doctor, neurosurgeon, but how many people you're going to heal? How many people you're going to help? But if you're serving the Lord, you will be serving millions and billions of people. There was another medical doctor in India, Gujarat. When I had a convention, he would come and preach. But I said, you know, one of these days, you want to give up your job and serve the Lord. He heard my message. He gave up the job and he started a mission. Today he is in heaven, but his children carrying the ministry. Point I'm making, God wants people to serve him. If you have five children, what they're doing? You say, well, I want one son to be a medical doctor, one son be an engineer, one son be a lawyer, one son be some kind of movie star or somebody or president or this and that. But nobody says, I want my son to be servant of God. Everybody wants their children to be doctor and engineer and scientist. But time is running out. When I have only one daughter and one son. And before they were born, I said, Lord, I'm dedicating my children to you. Today my son, he is an assistant pastor. He's studying the Word of God. He has the knowledge of the Word of God more than 12 years of Bible study. And he is serving the Lord. And I'm not giving him any salary. God has given him vision to go and be a missionary to Japan. He starts studying the Japanese language. Today he is able to read and write and read the Japanese Bible. I'm proud of him. I want him to grow and do the things not only in Japan, but all around the world. My grandchildren, One of the grandson, he wanted to be a lawyer. He wanted to be an actor. I sent him to Regent University and start praying for him. God gave him a vision. And now he's studying to be a minister. I am not just saying to somebody, I train my children, I'm training my grandchildren, and I'm telling you, if you have a children, what are they doing? Today I heard the pastor's children means the worst children. How it happened? One pastor's children bad, and another pastor's children bad, and another pastor's children bad, going generation to generation. Just like Eli's children were bad, and Samuel's children were bad. Nobody's learning from anybody's mistake. What God wants? God wants to train your family first. That's why he said, start from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. If I can gain the whole world and I lose my family or lose my soul, what is the value? So I'm telling you, please call upon Jesus and say, Lord, I have a healthy family. I have very knowledgeable children, but I'm going to train them in the will of God. Now, I'm not saying don't be a medical doctor, don't be an engineer, don't be a lawyer. We want Christian lawyers, Christian doctors, Christian scientists, we are Christian everything. So you can be influenced to your area wherever you are. Shine for the Lord wherever you are. You sending your children in the best college and best university. Today when you send the children in a college, they come back as a not believing in God. And they go astray. Why? There is no foundation. My children, we send into private school. Even though we send them in a Catholic colleges, because there was no full gospel college around. But we prayed every day and taught them the truth. And thank God they didn't become Catholic or nominal Christian. They are sold out. My both son and daughter filled with the Holy Spirit. And my grandson filled with the Holy Spirit. My wife filled with the Holy Spirit. And we are all working together for the glory of God. So my heart going after you and your children. I tell you, there are Muslim people coming to Jesus Christ. And what are they doing? They are doing the same thing, signs and wonders and miracles. And so many Muslims are coming to Christ. So many Hindus are coming to Christ. But time is very short. We want to reach more people. That's why I want to say, if one person listening to my voice and say, Pastor Peter, I want to dedicate my life. I want to live for God. I will be very happy, joyful. Other day, one man called me from Tennessee. I said, sir, where did you hear my program? Because we had the Tennessee program for a couple of years, and we terminated that program. He said, I heard your program on shortwave radio. I said, how can I help you? He said, I'm in the mountain area. 15,000 people are there. I said, do you have a church? No church. Do you have any souls? No souls. I said, sir, I'm going to pray for you. And I gave him the website. I said, Matthew to Revelation. And all the Old Testament books and so many topical study we have on our computer, free study. I gave it to him and he's studying it. And I told him, I can be any help to you to start the ministry there. He said, I have no salary, nobody's helping me. I gave up my job and God sent me to go here. If God sent the Elijah, he provided. He supplied his need. If God sent you to Tennessee, God sent you to Trinidad, God sent you to India, or he sent you to China or Japan, he will provide. When I came from India here, I came by faith. I had a ministry going on. I had no problem. I was not thinking to coming to America. Why I came? Because I wanted to visit Pakistan. They did not give me visa. So I sat and said, Lord Jesus, your word says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you should be witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world. I said, I visited all the places in Maharashtra, Gujarat, and all other states. I learned so many local languages. I'm not bragging about, but before I came to America, I used to teach and preach in Indian languages. I never preached in English, even though I knew English. Why? Because I wanted to preach the gospel the people can understand. Today I see some of the people, they are local people, but they are preaching in English in India. And I ask them, why are you doing? And then they will have, or some people are trying to brag that they know so much English. I don't have English knowledge that much, but I wanted to preach the gospel. Lord says, I will take you to America, and from America you can preach the gospel around the world. I didn't know that time America or the Europe is the same. And it's a long story. You have to go and study or listen to my testimony on YouTube. But the point I'm making, when God told me I'll take you to America, I did not beg money to anybody. I did not ask anybody's help. And when I was coming, somebody says, you know, you have a big ministry. You have so much going on here. Why you want to go? I said, I'm not going to America to make money. I have only one goal, to go to America, start my headquarter, and reach the people around the world. And God made it possible. Today we have a small church, not a mega church. But if you see the sign, says International Christian Fellowship World Outreach Center. That's the vision. And now we are reaching the whole world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, with the printed material, with the radio. Radio is going to all around the world, 152 countries. We started the television program last April. Now this April will be 1 year. We are doing all these things by faith. And God made it possible with the internet. We are reaching around the world. And so I'm saying, if God could use me, an ordinary man, if God can use Elijah as an ordinary man, he can use you. If you read in Luke chapter 9 verse 54, John and James start saying, Lord, those people are not listening. Can we command the fire coming from heaven and burn out that town just like Elijah did? Jesus said, what kind of spirit do you have? God did not call us to destroy the people. God has called us to save the people, heal the people, deliver the people, and set them free. Our job is to preach about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the Prince of Peace. People are dying without God and without Christ. But we have Jesus Christ, who is the greatest God. Let me give you a chance. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. You will never be the same. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. And let me walk after you. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Deliver me and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, I'm doing it in every program. I'm not getting tired. I want you to live for Christ. Greatest decision you made, that you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You'll be never be the same. And now the job has started. What are you going to do? Tell somebody, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Start doing witnessing. And day by day you'll grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. Find a church where the full gospel is preached, where the people believe in signs and wonders and miracles, where the people are loving and caring, where the people are encouraging you. Preach the gospel, listen to the word of God, grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. God will use you. Now I'm going to pray for you. If you have any sickness, any disease, being a servant of God, just say to God, Lord, I want to be a good witness. I don't want diabetes. I don't want high blood pressure. I don't want this sickness and disease, because I believe You died on the cross of Calvary. You took my sickness, disease, sorrow, pain on the cross. And with your stripes, I'm healed. I receive my healing by faith. If you do it, the diabetes will disappear. Sickness and disease will go on. One lady called me from New York and she said, Pastor Peter, I have the worst kind of diabetes. I prayed for her. God healed her completely. She called me again. She said, you prayed for me, my diabetes disappeared. Now please pray. My son is disappearing in New York City for 25 years. I'm going to do a pretend funeral. I said, sister, I'm going to pray. And I gave her the word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. He says, there is nothing hidden in the sight of God. Everything open and naked to his eyes. I said, let's pray. I prayed. And she calls and says, Pastor Peter, guess what? I said, your son came home. She said, how do you know? I said, we prayed. She said, we are having a party. What I'm trying to say, our God is a prayer answering God. I'm going to pray for you. Touch your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, all the listeners, let them know Jesus Christ is a healer. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know God has started a good work and he's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Now, start doing things which we are not able to do before. Start telling somebody. Somebody prayed for me, my diabetes is gone and my sickness is gone. It works by faith. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for his glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.